Now, a couple weeks ago, we had two baptisms right before Christmas. And after those baptisms, Jessica played a song that brought back a lot of memories. On the 14th day of January, a long time ago, I became a Christian. And whenever I came up out of the water and it was cold, we didn't have a heater. As I was shivering, putting my clothes back on in the dressing room, they played and sang this song, and it just hit me right. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice, and thee my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus took my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and how to live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day. It was a pleasant thing to hear that again. And if you got the hymn book and you want to look at it, it's on page 532. And at the top, it has a scripture verse that goes along with this song. And it's out of Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 9. And it says, in that day, they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in Him and He saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in Him. Let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. I like that song. It's a happy song. But you know, I haven't always done happy things all my life. And so I had to go a little bit farther. And I just started reading the book of 1 Peter. And I got about three verses in, and this is what it says. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and unto the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. I need to read that often. I have a couple of little verses I say almost every morning or read out of James 4th chapter and verses 7 and 8 and 10. And that's where it says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw close to God and he'll draw close to you, he'll draw near to you. And then verse 10 says, humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. And this morning, as we take the opportunity to come around the table and have this time to remember that sacrifice that Christ made for us. So as we take the bread this morning, let's remember His body being broken and beaten and taking the punishment that we deserve. So let's take the bread. And as we take the cup, let's remember the blood that was shed, that, like the song said earlier, that makes us whiter than snow, makes us pure. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You. We thank You because of that salvation that You have provided for us. And Lord, I thank You for the opportunity that each of us has to share that message with others that we meet each day. And I pray that that will be ever present on our minds and on our hearts. So as we come to you this morning, Father, we're grateful. We're grateful for Christ, for his sacrifice, and for your love. And we just thank you, Father, for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.